The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Dav Gimel. We've met up with the Yisoidis of Chazaka in many places in Shas, most notably in Chulin, Dav Tes, Dav Yud, that's the Makor of Chazakas, other places, Ksubis, and Bav Metzir. The concept of Chazaka is a clear concept. Let's revisit some of the basics in order to see where the Nekuda HaMechudeshes is that comes up in our sugis of Meseches Nida. The basic concept of Chazaka is almost a svara that's muchrach, that it has to be that way. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Nozir, in Perek Tes, introduces the concept of Chazaka, and he seems to say that's a svara. How could a Kohen ever walk, Kohen and Nozir ever walk down the street? Maybe there's a mess that's buried underneath. Maybe he's been metamed ba'isirega to a mess. There has to be some type of concept of till you know something exists, you're not mechuyev to be mistapik that's a reality. A kohen is not mechuyev to walk down the street and be mistapik if there's a mess underneath. A person is not mechuyev to be mistapik on every food that's served him that maybe machol sasus was put in. So on. There's a concept of Erechot. But the basic concept of status quo existing as a reality, to say that we're not mechuyev to make a sofik, that seems to be even a svara. The sugya of Chazakas, where the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud learns out from Negoyim, Pasha says that the Kohen sees a nega, and then he goes out of the house and he pronounces the nega tome. As you know, it's still tome. Because of Chazaka the Meikara. Over there, it's not an issue of you're not mechuyev to be mistapik. You're creating a din over there. You're paskening a din. The Kohen is paskening the Negas Tameh based on the idea that he had that 10 minutes ago the house was a Bayis HaManuga. How do we know that that's a reality? How do we know that what was 10 minutes ago is today? How do we know if a get is sent that the husband's alive when it reaches the woman in the next town? Chazaka the Meikara. That's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud. The Gemara says over there that it's learned out of Negoim, or it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina, as it says over there in Daf Yud Aleph. L'maisa, what's Mavur in the Sugis, most notably over there in Chulin Daf Tes and Daf Yud, and in Ksubis Daf Tes, is that there are two types of Chazokas. There's a Cheskes HaGuf and a Cheskes HaDin. Cheskes HaGuf is where something is a physical reality. The physical reality of a woman is that she's a Shleima until it's proven that she was a Baal Mum. Over there we're talking about where there's a Sofik. There's a Sofik if she became Baal Asmum. There's a Sofik when she became Baal Asmum. And the halach is that Cheskes HaGuf says that she became Misofik Al Toitzieno. She became Baal Asmum at a later point in time. That's a Cheskes HaGuf. Cheskes HaDin is L'moshel whether the Shaila get was given. It's a question whether the woman is an Eish Zish or a Pnuya. She has a Cheskes Eish Zish. Or if there's a Shaila on the Gedushin, she has a Cheskes Pnuya. That's a Cheskes HaDin. Cheskes HaGuf as a klal trumps Cheskes HaDin, as I state in Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Tes. It sounds, the pashtus of the way Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua discuss that concept, it sounds like there's two types of Chazakas. Maybe one is learned out of Negoim and one is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Cheskes HaGuf, obviously, is stronger than Cheskes HaDin because Cheskes HaGuf is a Chazak, is a status quo of the physical state of something. The discussion, by the way, interesting discussion comes up in our sugya. If a mikveh, is a mikveh, the fact that a mikveh was 40 saw and now went down, is that the physical reality changed? Because water evaporates, so that nothing physical about the water changed. But lamaisin is less volume of water. Is that a cheskes HaGuf or is that a cheskes HaDin? That's a discussion of the Shev Shmaitzer. Wine, yayin, v'nim tzachoymitz, that's a cheskes HaGuf. The Shmaitzer discusses that also, that maybe nothing physically changed. That which turned wine into vinegar is a physical property, is a chemical property that's in the wine. So maybe it's only a cheskes HaDin. It doesn't have a din yayin, but it's not a cheskes HaGuf. Those are cases that are borderline. A person becoming a Baal Mum, a person being alive or dying, and so on. A Behema, being a Shlema, being a Treifa. All those are Cheskes HaGuf. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Tshuvas Chota Meshulash says that's mamish two different halachas. Reb Shimon in Shar Yosh, in the beginning of Shar Beis, argues by Richus. He says, you learn through Shas. It does not sound like there are two soundtracks of Chazokas. There's one Mitzius called the Torah Atzichfalos. The Torah relies to be Kevea, the Mitzius, in front of us, the Paskin Dinim on Chazoko. The status quo in front of us is what gives us the Metzius that we're mechuyev to paskin on is that which we have in front of us. When we have a physical metzius, a status quo of a physical metzius, a chesed aguf, against a chesed din, against a halachic status, the status quo that more is in front of us, the physical status, that's a stronger reality because it's more rooted in physical reality than just a conceptual reality, a din reality. So, man, it's not that there's two different dinim, but that becomes the status quo in front of us. That's basically the way Reb Shimon in Shar Yosh explains chesed aguf and chesed din. Let's now enter our sugya. Dav Beis, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet. These concepts figure very prominently on all the different shalos of Nida. For instance, when we deal with Ksamim, how much we're toilal bekula on a kesem that it came not from a dam, but it came from something else, has to do with the fact that Yisha has a cheskes tyra. How much we're mechayiv li'ikuva a hefsik tyra, when we're mechayiv a hefsik tyra, how many bedikas we're mechayiv, depends on how we view a chazaka. And one of the concepts that's mischadish, that's in the kudim chudeshes, in the sugis by us in Nida, is the fact that we have a chazaka, even though we have in front of us the status quo. The Mishnah by us in Daf Beis is talking about a woman who was Royadah. The question is, she certainly wasn't a Nida 2 weeks ago. She's certainly a Nida today. The question is, how far back? Legabe Baila. Today it's Negei Halocha L'maisa. The Shaila is how to be machzik her biyachas to be in Kaveh Avest. More prominently in the Sugis by us is Legabe Tuma V'Taira, as we discussed in the previous Suga. Legabe Tuma V'Taira, how far back are we metame anything that she touched? How far back do we assume that the chazaka de meikara that she wasn't in need that was broken? So we have a chazaka befonenu, we have a chazaka de meikara. How much can we use the chazaka de meikara to say no? She only saw beregaze. Sounds like a machlek silul and shamai. Where the machlek silul and shamai exactly was, whether it's a din deraisa, din rabbanu, that's the subject of these sugyas. The nekudam chudeshes in our sugya is that a chazaka can be used deraisa. Certainly, it sounds that there's no machlokes on the deraisa level, on the basic level between Shammai and Hillel, but the machlokes is maybe only derabbanon's chumah de tairis. But the concept that a woman who's now pierced nida b'foneinu, she still has in place her chazaka de meikar as long as possible, that seems to be a reality in our sugya. Where do we know that a chazaka that's isra b'foneinu is a chazaka? The case that the Gemara that we quoted in Chulin Daf Yud brings as the makor of chazaka. The Gemara brings the pasuk: "V'yotza koyim in abayis al pesach abayis." The koyim goes out of the bayis where he saw a nega. He saw tzaras on the walls of the house. V'izgus abayis shuvas yomim. Frak the Gemara over there in Chulin Daf Yud on the beis dilmo ad denofik va'osa botza leshiur. Maybe by the time he went out, the nega shrunk in size. If the nega shrunk in size, then he won't pronounce the house tummy. Has he pronounced the house tummy? He doesn't know that the reality that he saw 10 minutes ago is still the reality. B'shas said he wants to be metamid. So the Teretz is, it has a chazok in the meikor. So Tosfos by us in that base, I'm in base, ask the kasha b'yachas to what's nischadish by us that the woman has a chazok in the meikor, even though right now she was piercing nidim fanenu. We assume at least deraisa that the re'i's dam that she's seeing took place as late as possible. The taharas that she touched yesterday still have a din of tahara based on her chazok mechor. Who says? Maybe if there's a reis of a fonenu, if now the status definitely changed, then we're not machzikur lemafreya. So Tosfos says by us in the bottom of Beis Amud Beis and Dibra Masko Hosn Tartu L'Reis, so that by nega also the reality is that the kohen comes back at the end of the week. He sees that the nega is missing in size. If the nega is missing in size, the bias is not a bias hamanuga anymore. And still the halacha is that if a person walked in during that week, he would be considered tamei, that if he then walked in the Beis HaMikdash, he'd have to bring a karbon. As is the din. The shaila is, how do we assume that the nega was still at size to be mitame the bias? Maybe during the week it shrunk. We have a shrinkage before nenu. The nega at the end of the week was tor. The kohen pronounces the house tor. Maybe during the week it became Torah. How is it that the person who walks in still remains with the status quo of the house? Teretz is that even though there's a chosu b'foneinu, the halacha is the chazaka de meikara trumps the chazaka de hashta. The chazaka de meikara says that the status quo that was still is until the latest possible time. That's the makor in the pasuk itself of chazaka. The chazaka de meikara wins over when there's a chosu b'foneinu. The Gemara on that base of Beis says by mikvah that where we have that somebody was toivel, similar case to a person walking to a bayis over there, we want to be mitame the person based on chazok. Over here we want to be mitaher. Somebody was toivel in a mikvah. He was definitely a tome. He had a chazok to make car that he was tome. Last week he was mitame himself to a sheretz. The mikvah that he was toivel in is questionable. Today the mikvah only has 39.5 saw. 2 days ago it had 40 saw. At what point did it change? Did it change before he was toivel yesterday at 5 p.m.? Or did it change after that? That would be the question. And legabi that, we say in the Gemara and that Beis and Beis by us, Tarti Lureya. So since there's a chosu b'foneinu, two against one, the pasha is just a two against one. The chazoka de hashta against the chazoka de meikar. Normally the chazoka de meikar would win over the chazoka de hashta. But where we have also the chazoka of the person himself, not just the status quo of the mikvah from 2 days ago versus the mikvah chosu b'foneinu, but we have also the person who is toivel, who he has a cheskes tumo. Over there we say tarti Lureya, so we mitame him. So the shaila is, if that's true, then that would have to be true by Nega also. By Nega also, the person who went into the house, like we said during the week, has a Cheskes Taira. The house was Tomei at the beginning of the week. Today the house, the Nega is missing in size. At what point did it go down? Why not say Taira to the Reza and be Mitaira the fellow who walked in? So Tosfos says that this that we say Taira to the Reza, this that we say two against one, is only because in Mikvah, the Chazoka to Meikara is suspect also. Why is the mikveh suspect? Then the mikveh is suspect because the water of the mikveh is nismayet v'hoylech chosu v'asoy. Water of a mikveh, water evaporates. Like we said before, it might not even be a cheskes hagov. It's not. The physical state of water is to slowly go down. If you have a cup of water, leave it on a counter. Over 3-4 days, the volume of the water in the cup will go down. There's evaporation. Same is true in the water of a mikveh. It'll go down in a minute way. If that's true, then built into the Chazok Meikara is an automatic that it will switch at some point. If that's true, so then that Chazokah, the Meikara of the Mikvah, since Bifoneinu there's a Mikvah Chaser, that can't stand up, and the Chazok Meikara loses because the Gavra, the fellow who is Toivel, is also under the chazok of being a cheskes tomei. Masheng, we're talking about nega. Nega switches from 1 second to the next. Tosfos says, nega doesn't have that slowly fades. At any point, it's a spiritual thing. At any point when the hashgach, when the Rebbein Shalom deems it to be not the time anymore when there's no nega, the nega switches colors. It's like a traffic light. Switches from 1 second to the next. Im kain, that chazok is not a chazok that has a built-in weakness of chosu v'asoy. Over there, even though there's a chazok de hashta b'fanen that the nega is chosor, the chazok de meikara of the house is metame. And by the way, let's just add, as an aside, why when we have a fellow goes into a mikveh, lule this tartular rei, so we would go basa the chazoka of the mikveh. For instance, let's say there was no mikveh chosu b'fanenu. A fellow was toivel. We measured the mikveh yesterday. We don't have to measure the mikveh every day. We don't have to be neurotic and measure the mikveh every 5 minutes. It's a chazoka de meikara that the mikveh is kosher. He himself has a chazoka de meikara that he's tomei. Why do we hold the chazoka of the mikveh kineged the chazoka of the person that we're mitar the mikveh? So the Ritva explains, the famous Ritva in Erev and Daf Lamed Vav, the Rishonim and Achronim throw around this concept. The place where it's mefurish from the Rishonim is in the Ritva over there in Ervin b'shem the Rambar Shner, that the Mekor HaShaila, when we're dealing with a question, he was definitely toivel in the mikveh. The question is whether the mikveh is kosher. The real question is not his status. The real question that we have to ask ourselves is what's with the mikveh? Over there we go boss of the Sheirish HaShaila. We go basa the sheir shashayla and we look at the status of the mikvah. It's only when there's a choser b'fonenu, when there's a chazok da'ashva against the chazok of the meikara, that then we say uki gavra chazkosu w'metame. And that, again, is only by choser v'asoy, mashenga by nega, we don't have choser v'asoy, the shayla's in the house. So memela, we have the status quo of the house, of the chazok d'meikara of the house being tome, kenega di nega, that's lost color, lost size, bifoneinu. The cheskes gavra is not relevant because the shayla is on the house, not on the person who went in. We paskin lefi the status quo of the house, and we're metam of the house. Let's try to conceptualize, let's try to understand what's going on over here. It's very, very difficult. On the one hand, whenever we have a chazok d'meikara, kenega the chazok d'ashtu, we go basa chazok d'meikara. As a general rule, when we have a shayla on a person who jumped into the mikvah, went into the house, so on, the tyrus that was touched, legabi this woman, we look at the shayrish shayla. A woman touches tyrus. Maybe that second she became a nida. The tyrus is, she has a cheskes tyra. We go back to the shayrish shayla suffix. So on the one hand, whenever we have a shayla in a person, connected the Sherish HaShayel, the house, the mikvah, we go bus of the Sherish HaShayel, that's A. B, Chazok D'meikor, Chazok D'hashtu, we go bus Chazok D'meikor. I could understand, theoretically, a concept of two against one, but if that Chosav HaSoy, that's only by Chosav HaSoy, Tesu says. So let's examine that. When we have a Chazok D'meikor against the Chazok D'hashtu, the Chazok D'meikor will hold up, even connected the Chazok D'hashtu, despite the fact that the Chazok D'meikor is Chosav HaSoy. The regular question of a mikveh, even though we know that a mikveh is chosav asoy, water evaporates. So why don't we say that every time we have a shayla, a person who's tovel in a mikveh, so we say that the chazaka of the gavra is stronger than the chazaka of the mikveh, because the chazaka of the mikveh has built in that water will evaporate. The teretz is that doesn't weaken the chazaka beinenu. The chazaka of the mikveh is still stronger than the chazaka of the gavra, because that's the shayla asofik. And we go back to the chazaka that's on the mikveh, not the chazaka that's on the person that was toivel. All of a sudden, when we have a chazaka d'hashta b'foneinu, we put together the fact that there's two against one with the chosav asoy. The chosav asoy itself is not enough to win. It's not enough to change the halakhic reality. The trei keneged chad is not enough to change the halakhic reality. How do these two things come together to form one svara that when there's a tartil reisa with a chosav asoy, that over there we'll paskin based on the chosav asoy? That's something we have to ask ourselves. So the Shev Shmaitzer explains, the Shmaitzer's in Shmaitzer Gimel Perek Tezayin, he explains that the gedder of Tartu L'Reyeso is that whenever Be'etzim, whenever there's a Reyeso B'fonenu, whenever the status quo changed in B'fonenu, even though the status quo may Kora still holds up, but it's weakened. There's a Reyeso in the Chazok de May Kora, al yidei the Reyeso B'fonenu. How much does that damage the chazok of the meikara? So it depends. Be'etzem, whenever you have a chazok of the hashtu, the chazok of the meikara still holds up. Lamashal, let's say we have a woman who was a pnuya. She was definitely mekabel kedushin at some point. There's definitely an eshesish before. The question is, when she became an eshesish? We still say chazok of the meikara. Push off the assumption of marriage, push off changing her status halachically to a married woman as late as possible. Chazok of the meikara holds up. But it's weakened. It doesn't have the same strength of chazaka. So then we could explain that how much does it weaken depends how strong the chazaka of the meikara was. If the chazaka of the meikara is not something that's expected to change, there's no chosav asoi, so then it doesn't weaken it enough and the chazaka of the meikara is in place. If the chazaka of the meikara anyways had a svar that it was chosav asoi, so Taisus will understand that the chazaka of the meikara is weakened enough. It al-yidei the hashtu b'foneinu, and then the chazaka of the gavra, the chazaka of the gavra who was toivel in the mikveh will be stronger, even though it's not the sheresh asafik, but the chazaka of the mikveh is weakened enough that then we'll pass in the chazaka on the person, not the chazaka of the mikveh. The problem is that we're left according to Kivega with the problem. Kivega in Tshuva Zayin argues on the Shmaitzah, doesn't bring the Shmaitzah obviously, but he argues on the concept. And he says that Tartu L'Reisa Be'etzim Evi Chazok D'Meikara is stronger than Chazok D'Hashta, period. He says that the Pshat is like this, that whenever we have a Chazok D'Meikara on the Mikvah, we have a Chazok D'Meikara on the Gavra, So, be'etzem, whenever we have a chazok de meikara on the mikvah, chazok de meikara on the gavra, we said that we go bust the sherish ha-sofik, that's on the mikvah. The sofik is really in the mikvah, not in the gavra who is toivo. But when you lemaisa have a chazoka, keneged a chazoka, if you have on the side of one chazoka de meikara, chazoka de hashta, the chazoka de hashta saves the day for the other chazoka. Even though normally we'd go bust to the sherish ha-sofik, when there's a chazoka de hashta, that gives precedence to the chazoka of the gavro, keneged the chazoka of the mikvah, we'll go bust to the chazoka de hashta. If that's true, then it's not going to hold water. If we say that a chazoka, keneged a chazoka, chosav asoy is not relevant, does not make the chazoka weak enough. We have a chazoka of a mikvah, keneged a chazoka, fellow was toivel. Taloch is we say that we go bust to the sherish asofik, and we assume the mikvah is kosher. It's only because of the chosav afanenu. The chosav afanenu itself is not a winner, because the chazoka de meikara is stronger than the chazoka de hashna. Why is the chosav asoy change that reality? I'd like to share with the Olam the Hesber in this Indian that I heard from Rabbeinu Agadol Rabbi Fol Shmulevitz Zatzal many years ago when we learned Masechet Nida in the Mir. He explained to understand the concept of Tartu L'Reis together with Chosav Asoi, I'll be a fundamental concept that's in the Sefer Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov is a Pirush on Ksubas that's written by the author of the Nesivus HaMishpan, the Chavis Das. In Ksubas Daf Yudalid, the discussion is as follows. There's what's called Cheskas Eim Mahani Labas. When we have a woman who has a child, the paternity of the child is in question. It's not clear who was the Baal Alo Isha. She herself is a Ksheira. It's not clear whether the fellow who was Baal Lev from this town is a Kosher or Apostle. How much of a Kashrus can we give the child? There is a musik of Cheskas Eim Mahani Labas. The Chazoka of the mother, it's a question whether she was Nivellus L'Apostle. If she was nivellus to somebody who was posel, she herself would become posel. Could we use the chazak? The woman certainly has a chazak in the meikar that she was a ksheira to marry to a kohen, and her halachic status stays that way. If we have a question, if somebody was baal or isha, whether that bi'ilo would asa her to kuna, would render her unfit to marry a kohen, and she has a chazak in the meikar. The child was born under a cloud of sofik. Child was born without knowing who the father is. He doesn't have a chazok to make kor. There's a concept of cheskes eim mahani labas that's used when there's a question who the boil was. So the Beis Yankiv learns up in the sugya that there's a distinction between if there's a shailer whether she was nivellus, lamashal, let's say a woman that was a shailer whether somebody was boil leo to render her not fit for kahuna, she then marries a kohen. There was a sofik, maybe she was held against her will. She says that nobody was metame her. We have a question. So the halacha is that her status of kashas will paskin on children born thereafter. There's nothing bifoneinu. Mashenkin, with what's called over there, almonas isa, where she's bifoneinu. Somebody was boleo, she became pregnant. She's with the child that's born, definitely was born from somebody here. There definitely are psulim in town. And the question is, well, who's the father? So over there, could we use the chazoka de mekara of the woman, that she's a ksheri lekuna, to pass on a child? No. What's the difference? Why not use the chazoka de mekara of the mother to pass on the child? To say that if the mother is assumed kosher, because the fellow that was bolo, the fellow that she became a milberis from, was a ksheri, why shouldn't that be true legabe the child? Teretz is. The child does not have a chazok nemekar. The mother does have a chazok nemekar. So why is that not true, even where the question is whether somebody was boleo? And then she married a kohen. And the question is whether children born after were born to a kosher marriage between her and a kohen, or she was possible to live with that kohen. And in the middle, the child that's born from her is a cholol. It's not a kosher kohen. Why should there be a difference between the two? And Rebbe Fol Zatzal explained the concept of the Beis Yankiv is like this. There are two levels of chazoka. Some chazokas preclude any suffix from taking place. There's a question if a woman was nivellus. She says she wasn't. There's a suffix. Something was meilid a suffix. Since she has a chazoka de meikara, so meilid, we look at her and we say, listen, there's a chazoka de meikara over here. The chazoka de meikara says, don't have a suffix. There's no suffix here. If the status quo is that she's cautious, she remains. You have a suffix? Say the ben halacha, we look at her as being a vadak sheir. If that's true, that we're paskening on her, that she's a vadak shera, so then that would carry over to a child. Thereafter, if she gives birth to a child from a kohen, we assume he's a kosher kohen. The Chazok Meikar, there was a question. It paskened the question. That question no longer exists. She's kosher. Her child, by definition, is kosher also. They're both totally in the same, whether there was a boil or not. Masha'en Cain, where there was definitely something happened in front of us. She was definitely niv'eles. And the question is, to whom? So we can't do away, the Beis Yaakov says, with the question totally. There's a question. The Lashon that he says is over there, the darga of the Chazaka is only on a level of Mecheskoso al Toitziena. We have a question. We can't paskin beyond the shadow of a doubt that she's kosher. But Lamaise and Halacha, we have to treat her as a Ksheira. The level of Chazaka over there can only say, don't change her halachic status. Paskin for her that she's kosher l'kohuna. But it's not a definitive clearing up of the suffix. Is a Mela, she had a status quo halachically as being kosher will allow her to get married, but we don't know for certain. We don't know with certainty that she's a ksheira. So Mela, she had a halachic status. That's one thing. The child that's born from her was born without a halachic status. Over there, we can't be mamshich her halachic status on the child. She and the child are two different entities. She can marry a kohen. The child will be considered a kohen that has a suffix whether he's a kosher or not, or there's a question whether he's a kohen or not, we will not be able to be machzikim bekashrus. Explained her before Zatzal that the concept that when we have two conflicting chazokas, we have a chazoka on the mikveh, the sherish of Sofik is in the mikveh. We have a person before Nenu who was toivel. We don't know, did he become ois tami, did he not? He was toivel. The real Sofik is not in him, because he was Toivel. The real Sofik is in the mikveh, whether the mikveh that was measured yesterday is today kosher or not. Where we had yesterday a mikveh ksheira, so the halacha is that we don't create a Sofik that is a mikveh choser b'fonenu. We have a vados b'fonenu that the mikveh is kosher. Theoretically, even if the mikveh today is possible, the vados of yesterday says don't clear a sofik until we know otherwise. So memelo, since the chazaka takes away the sofik bishoy roshoy, therefore even though we have a gavra b'fonenu, he's tameh, but we have a chazaka keneged a chazaka, but over there we'll say that we go b'asa the sherish sofik because at the sherish level of where the Sofik is in the mikveh, there's no Sofik. Once we have the chazaka of the mikveh saying there is no Sofik, so then the Sofik on the gavra fell off. Same way if we measure the mikveh in front of us, we'd see it's kosher, it goes and it becomes Torah. If the chazaka of the mikveh says, don't clear a Sofik, the mikveh is kosher, so then that chazaka is so strong that it takes away any need to clear a Sofik. Halachically, there's no Sofik before Nenu, and then the Sofik on him is not relevant. He was Toivel. We know about the Mikveh. The Mikveh is kosher. The only place, explained Rebbe Vol Zatzal, where the Chazoka is only on a level of Mecheskosa al Toitziena, the concept that we explained over there, by a woman, there was definitely incident. When we have a Chosev Asoy in the Mikveh, so when there's a mikveh choser b'fanenu, we see that what happened was the process that started naturally yesterday. Evaporation of water is a natural process. It has to happen. In Cain, then we can't say, don't clare when the mikveh became choser. The mikveh definitely does become choser. Every mikveh becomes choser. The shaila is only when. You have a chazoka al toitzienu, but it doesn't say there's no sofik. It just says halachically you can say that anything that went into the mikveh was torah and push off when the mikveh became chaser as far as possible. But that's only when there's no chazoka on the. That's only when there's no chazoka on the gavra. When there's chazoka on the gavra, so there we have a gavra before him. The sofik is still a sofik. He hare has a chazoka that he's tomei. So there you're going to be mitamim because of his chazoka. So the Gemara understood that even though that's really the Shach V'Tayah, the Gemara Named Beis. The Gemara understood that even when we have a chosid b'fonenu, the chazoka the Meikar still wins over chazoka b'fonenu. Why? Because even if you don't have level A chazoka of don't say there's a suffix b'chlal, but you have a second type of chazok, like the Beis Yaakov says. You have a chazok that al-koponim ichazkos al-totzienu. When is that true, however? That's true only when there's no chazok, conflicting chazok. When is a conflicting chazok? You're saying al-totzienu is suffix, but here I have a chazok that's machriya the other way. So maybe we'll go about it the other way. That's why tartu l'reisa, with chosav asoi, that's the only place where we'll go connected to Chazok Meikara. Otherwise, the Chazok Meikara, Al Koponim, Al Totzienim, is Sovik, despite the fact that there's a Choser before Neinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.